Good morning. Welcome to the Friday devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This morning, as I spent time with God, continuing, I believe today's day 30 in the devotional journal, In Christ Alone, Discovering Your Identity in Christ. And today's topic is, In Christ, I Have a Brother. And Paul writes, he says, both the one who makes us holy and the one who is called holy are of the same family. That is why Christ can call us brothers. I don't know your situation and what that even means to you. For some people, they hear that in Christ I have a brother, and, well, they're excited. They've always wanted a brother and never grew up with one. Others hear that and, well, they're frightened. The brothers they've lived with have not treated them in the way that they should have been treated. And still others find comfort in that initial hearing of, in Christ, I have a brother. Well, the good news, in some sense, is just as in God we have a Father that's good and perfect and holy, as Christ calls us brothers, He's the, I call the good, good big brother. Everything we may have always wanted and none of the things that we didn't want. But not only do we have a brother in Christ, as those in Christ, we have a multitude of brothers and sisters as we live in this family of God. I write in the devotional as what it means to me is family. That we have this sense of belonging and also a sense of shared values, regardless of how faithful any of us are in living out those values at any given time. You see, growing up, I had and still have two brothers and a sister. And we had shared values as a part of our family. But I can assure you that we didn't always live according to those values. Each one of us had times where we did our own thing. Our actions would not reflect fully and accurately the values of the family. But that did not erase the family's values. And that did not mean we were no longer brothers or sister. And living as part of God's family, of knowing that in Christ I have a brother, it kind of is a similar thing. God says we've all sinned, and unfortunately we all continue to sin. The goal of our Christian walk ought to be to reduce that sin daily, to be allow it to be crucified, to no longer have control over us. And we've talked about that in some of these devotions. But how well a person lives according to the family values of God is not what makes them a part of the family. And it's not what gets them kicked out of the family. You see, we're a part of the family of God because of Jesus. And His desire is that we would live more and more like Him, but the requirement is that we're washed in the blood of the Lamb. And we allow Him to continually transform us and to change us and to draw us near. And that ought to be encouraging for each one of us. And whenever we find ourselves distant, whenever we find ourselves doing something, saying something, acting in a way that we realize is not godly. And it ought to create in us a desire, just as that lost son found himself desperately wanting to eat the pig slop. He was still a part of the family. He had doubts, he had questions, but he knew the only place left for him to turn was to turn to home. We live in a time where the family is in disagreement. I think it's always been that way to some extent because we're people. We have our own opinions, our own likes, desires. We're always going to have a different approach to things. I'm fortunate that I have a good family. That's my biological family, and I have a good family that's my church family, my Christian family. A brother in Christ that we can hash out things and talk about things and discuss things between us. And at times, and sometimes it seems like it's most of the time we're on opposite sides, and I know that's not true. We're actually in agreement more than we're not, but the deepest discussions tend to come when we're in disagreement. And yet we're brothers. We're both in Christ. We're both seeking the same result, that Jesus would be made known through each of us. And I think that translates into so many areas of life. Into how we deal with COVID-19 and how we deal with the racial tensions that exist in our nation, how we deal with justice and injustice and bringing about change. It's okay to disagree as long as we do so in a way that brings about growth in us personally and in the person that we disagree with, as long as we do so remaining brothers and sisters. The Bible talks about this area, and it's somewhat vague. It's not defined because, well, I don't think you can define it because it's always changing. This area of matters of opinion. And to try to list what matters of opinion would be an overwhelming task. Because it's really in contrast to the matters that are not of opinion. And those, I believe, are the things that are in Scripture, that God has given us as His Word. Those really aren't up for debate. And it really frustrates me at times to see and hear Christian leaders talk about God's Word as this, well, it doesn't mean that anymore. I know what God said, but times are different now. And it's almost as if, oh, too bad God didn't see that things would change so much. He probably would have said that differently. So those matters of scriptural integrity is an entirely different issue. But most of the discussions that we get in on and the disagreements we have as brothers and sisters, I think really fall into this category that Scripture would say are matters of opinion. That we can have different views and still live in peace as brothers and sisters in Christ. And so there are those who wear a mask almost 24/7. And they have reasons for doing that, and that's great. There are those that rarely put one on, and they have reasons for not doing that, and that's great. And especially in a culture, and thinking of the COVID-19 specifically, in a culture where very credentialed experts don't agree. How can we expect conformity in our opinions, in our practices? I believe the best way to address that is what Paul writes about and says, in all things love. We bear with one another because we love one another, because we're family. And it goes both ways. It's not one side bearing with the other, because they're in charge, or because they come across as having the most wisdom. It's both sides bearing with one another to accommodate the weaknesses and to even accommodate the strengths. And so as we live in this time of unrest and in so many facets of life, know that you live as one who has a brother that's good and has called you into his family so that you have a multitude of brothers and sisters who need to be treated like brothers and sisters. As we pray today, I would encourage you to spend time thinking about how you view others, those that are your brothers and sisters. Those that are in Christ. Do you demand that they do things according to your way, according to what you believe is best for you, so it has to be best for everyone? Or do you give grace, allowing for the differences which really make us stronger? Would you spend some time praying with me this morning? Father, thank you that in Christ we have a good, good big brother who sets the example for us to be brothers and sisters to one another, to let love be our guiding principle, to realize that it's a mutual submission to one another, not an inferior submitting to a superior. Not within the family here. That's us to you. A very much inferior submitting to a superior. But in the family here, that's not the case. We're on level ground in your perspective. And so, God, help us to see areas of life where we try to conform others into our opinion. Where we try to force people to go along with what we think is best. When it's not something that you've given us instruction in. Father, we live in a time where it seems that the anti-bullying crowd have become the bullies. That if you don't agree with them, then you'll be publicly shamed. And I see this on social media and in regards to matters of opinion that are shared that may not be things I would share, but it's their opinion, it's their belief, and they end up groups that'll publicly call them out and share that as widespread, even trying to get them fired and lose jobs and do whatever they can to mold an opinion out of them, squeeze it out of them. Father, help us to be more careful in how we treat those that have matters of opinion that are different from ours. Help us always be students of your word to know what is true and right and just. To know the things that we ought not to compromise on. Father, as we live as brothers and sisters, may we find ways to share together and even debate. Seems a strong word in my mind, but be able to express ourselves to one another and in an effort of greater understanding, more so than an effort of changing the other person. Father, today may we learn to listen more intently. May we hear the heart behind the words that are shared. May we recognize that even those that we are in disagreement with, that in Christ we have shared values, shared beliefs. That we struggle with in our own ways to live out as accurately as possible. And even in the times when we're in rebellion, we still have those shared values and beliefs that identify us as the family. Because we've been bought and washed by the same blood. So continue to draw us back to you, back to our real family. The family we have in Christ. Father, I pray for the children in our communities and our homes, that their value in the family would be noticed. That they would be listened to and nurtured as trained up, as Scripture says, trained up in the way they ought to go, or some versions say trained up according to their nature, their making. Help us to be mindful not just the children who are children chronologically, but the children who are children in the faith, that our training and our encouragement and our correction and discipline would all be a part of growing together in a family. And that none of it is being done to make them more like us, but to make them more like Jesus. Father, today, may we live as the family member that you've created us to be. May we value the brother that we have in Christ. And may our time with him teach us to have a greater value for the brothers and sisters we have here. Father, as Jesus prayed that our love for one another would help others to know that we are his disciples, may we practice that more fully. Today, as we live as family, as we live with Christ as our brother, and may we lift him up in all things, that he would draw many to himself. Father, may we represent Jesus well in everything we say and everything we do. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Friday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.